Let's turn to the gospel lesson as it's recorded for us in Luke. We've been walking through Luke throughout, right after Christmas. I think it was before Christmas. And so we arrive right now at the resurrection account that's given by Luke in the chapter 24. And the verses there are 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, so this would have been Sunday, Sabbath being on a Saturday, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. When they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because the words seemed to them like nonsense. Not included in all of the earliest of the Greek records of the Gospels is the 12th verse. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Here ends the reading of the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. A new world. A new world we live in because of Jesus. Because of the resurrection of Jesus in particular, we live in a new world. In the Middle Ages, the sea route to India seemed like an impossibility. It took forever to go across the land route. The great, as it's called, trade routes that existed in the medieval period and now all the way back through antiquity, crossing over mountain range after mountain range, desert upon desert, just to bring the spices, those treasured spices from the Far East, across that route to Europe. It was often discussed what lay beyond the shores of Gibraltar, what lay along the shoreline of Africa. And so merchants gradually explored further and further and further the coastline of Africa. And gradually, as they worked their way around, they came to what? They came, as Vasco da Gama discovered it, he called it the Cape of Storms. The Cape of Good Hope, as it's known today. The Cape of Good Hope. Vasco da Gama, when he discovered it and succeeded to get his way around Africa and then to be able to sail on straight to India, he discovered that this Cape of Storms was for him and for the rest of Europe, a Cape of Good Hope. Jesus has done that for death. This one man, Jesus, has transformed the Cape of Death for us all into the Cape of Good Hope for us. Because of Jesus, we have the hope of resurrection to eternal life. And because of Jesus, moreover, we have that good hope that our sins are forgiven and sealed away in the tomb. Done and gone. No longer looked upon by God. Because of Jesus. The resurrection cannot be separated from the crucifixion. The death of Jesus cannot be separated from the life of Jesus and the new life of Jesus. That Cape of Good Hope that He traversed for us at first. The Bible makes this outrageous claim that in Jesus was the fullness of God. Everything that makes God good, that is to say, everything that makes God God. Well, at the same time, the Bible makes it clear that in Jesus was everything that makes you and me a human being. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 that as a result of this, then therefore, since we have a great high priest in Jesus who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith that we profess, just as we confessed together the Nicene Creed this morning. Let us hold firmly to that confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with us and our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way as we, yet did not sin. And so then let us approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive His mercy and find the grace to help us in our times of need. Sometimes life can get pretty tough. Sometimes we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And sometimes we feel like we'd rather die. But because of Jesus' death and His resurrection and His ascension, we can have a confidence in the midst of these times that nothing else can give. Not riches, not power, not looks or celebrity, or all the social media likes that one could ever get. You know, my father now is 95. My father is at an age now where he has dementia. It was one who, I just was looking at my library the other day and was seeing a book that he was one of the compilers of. It was the, remember 9/11? 2001? Where the Twin Towers were attacked and fell down. Well, he was one who was consulted by the National Science Foundation to understand why those towers fell. Great engineer. My father now. I realized the other day, gets confused as to what my name is. His firstborn son. But because of Jesus. The other day I brought Holy Communion to him, and as he took Holy Communion, there were tears in his eyes. It's because of Jesus that we live. It's because of Jesus that we have a hope that is beyond every hope. Even when we cannot recall, God recalls and knows our names. They're written, as the Bible says, in the Lamb's Book of Life, each one who believes. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below, you and me and all. Amen.